Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Merry Christmas to everyone. I realize that Christmas is not a holiday to celebrate for some people in our country and many more around the world. We should keep in mind, however, that the founders of our nation did celebrate the birth of Christ, and religion served as a guiding light and foundation for our country. Today, I want to tell you a little bit about what it was like on the farm when I was a little boy growing up. I was 10 years old, and my father, grandfather, and I had to get up and go out and do the chores, milk the cows. We had 8 cows that we milked by hand, morning and night, every day. You don't get Sunday off or Christmas Day. It was my job to go to the hen house and gather the eggs. We raised pigs on the farm, but no baby pigs were born in December, January, or February. It was just too cold. We didn't have any heated barns then as we do now. Even baby pigs born in March in those days needed a heat lamp. And many times we had to bring the newborn babies into the basement of the house to warm them up. Anyway, after we got chores done, we would come to the house, open our Christmas gifts under the tree. I was so excited because Santa had brought to me a .410 shotgun. And during the Christmas break from school, my grandfather took me hunting rabbits with my new gun. We were in a field with some blackberry bushes and grass, and we saw a rabbit. The rabbit knew it wasn't safe for him, and he started to run. And I was ready, and I took a shot, but I missed. I hunted with my grandfather other times and was able to get my own rabbit. My dad wanted to show me how to use the shotgun. His plan was to shoot a pigeon on the fly. We went beside the barn and were able to get 3 or 4 pigeons to fly out, and my dad was ready. Suddenly, I called out to him, "Don't shoot the white one." Bang! Too late. That one shot brought 2 pigeons down, including the white one. I couldn't believe my dad could do that. Well, back to Christmas Day, after opening the presents, my cousins and aunt and uncle would join my mother, father, and sisters for a delicious family dinner. My father opened with his Christmas prayer. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.